Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
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 Oh, guys, rough. What's happened to us all?
What's happened to Ross?
Hi.
Just like a set of bagpipes. I need like puffed up a few times.
Okay, like.
Hi.
Okay, right, so. 3, 2, 1.
Hi.
Hi.
There we go, guys. Well done.
Please keep the first one in so we know. So they know what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere, here ta-da, every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teachers at school. I'm Amy. I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross. This is where you say hello.
Hi. Oh, wait, I'm so put off because Andrew's voice, at, like, moving his lips, voicing.
That's
like,
called
mouthing.
Oh.
I can actually hear it though, Andrew.
What do you mean you can actually hear it?
I can hear you talking, like you were doing the script in your head, but like you were saying it out loud.
Yeah, Amy was talking.
No, but I could hear you doing it as well.
Oh, okay.
Is this honestly what I'm dealing with this week? Guys, your job is just to say hi.
Hi, guys, say hi.
And they can both help us answer them now. That if you keep all that in, that bit is going to make zero sense. You're just going hi, and you can answer them now. But anyway, what are we on? Season 3, episode 18. And this week we're all about Moxie. Is that how we pronounce it, Andrew?
That is indeed how we pronounce it.
I don't know how else you'd pronounce that. Moxie?
I feel like people think we've got like four hosts because you say that bit in such a different voice to the rest of the
It's my episode. Like my telephone voice.
I know.
And now I'm just chatting. Okay, do you want me to do a telephone voice the whole time?
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we are talking about Moxie this week. I feel like a CBBC.
Wow.
That's what we need. Energy.
Oh my God,
you look like you're
really
on one
good.
Of those like extra channels where you're about to sell something like QVC.
Yeah. Okay, and welcome to the Money Spinner this week. We've got the Thunder One. I don't know where I'm going. And we've got a call. We've got Dave on the phone. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
How much would you like to gamble?
How's it going? My name's Dave.
And how much would you like to gamble, Dave?
I'd like to gamble it all, please.
And you've lost. Sorry about that, Dave. Who's our next caller? You know, that's how they go. But I will try and do this all in my telephone voice. We call this Amy on Blue Peter.
Stick feel
like a
plastic.
Teacher. I actually can't keep that up. I'm sorry.
Right,
unless if someone can pledge £1 and I'll do a separate podcast of my Blue Peter voice. Actually, it needs to be more than £1. What were we thinking?
I was going to say, like, that's like an hour's work for
yeah.
£1.
Yeah. I'd probably do it for a tenner. Actually,
$10.
Inflation. What's inflation? Maybe 15?
Yeah, inflation's like super.
15,
you'd probably
15.
Be charging like 30 quid now.
So if you would like to listen to Amy's Blue Peter voice, please send 15 British pounds my way. There you go.
Thanks.
We'd be quite
Thanks
chuffed if someone
that.
Did that. this is a really weird start. So
sorry, Andrew's editing. It's fine.
Okay. So, Moxie.
So
Moxicillin.
Moxie. So I don't know if you guys have. I don't know if you guys know about the Moxie experiment. Have you guys heard?
We
of
do not. Fill us in.
So the Moxie experiment is actually on Mars. So it's on the rover that's on Mars. Do you know the name of the rover? We spoke about it before.
Oh.
Keep with it.
Name? I can't remember.
Perseverance.
What? Perseverance. Yeah, good job.
One. What's the helicopter called?
Percy.
Oh, no. Henry. Endurance?
Kelly.
I think it's Ingenuity.
Ingenuity, so it is. It is Ingenuity. So, so Moxie is an experiment on the Perseverance rover that's on Mars. And the Moxie experiment is actually being ran by MIT, so the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh, dear. Yeah, in Boston.
Massachusetts Institute of
Information Technology.
And what they're doing is they're actually trying to see if they can successfully create oxygen on Mars.
Oh,
I like the name. That's the name I think of, Moxie.
So the instrument, which is approximately the size of a lunchbox, has successfully managed to produce enough oxygen through the carbon. So Mars is basically full of carbon dioxide, and they've managed to produce enough oxygen, which is equivalent to the amount of oxygen that would be produced in the same amount of time by a small tree. So they've produced oxygen out of this carbon dioxide through a very similar process to photosynthesis, which is how we generate energy. But as a byproduct of that, they have created oxygen. Nice. So yeah, So this is one of the first steps that they need in order for successful habitation of Mars. So it's like the first starting point of not terraforming, but a sort of form of them being able to provide oxygen quite freely for missions to Mars, which is quite exciting.
To answer David Bowie's question, there isn't life on Mars apart from those wee worm things that are in Ant-Man.
Well, we don't know if there's tardigrades on Mars.
Okay, well, that answers the question. Thank you for your question, David.
Yeah.
this week, the answer is no.
But we don't know yet because we haven't had those rock samples back. So Perseverance is also drilling down to see if there's anything in the riverbeds.
He is busy.
Yeah, but they're gonna drop them off, and I think they're gonna be collected at some point.
2030. I thought it was 2030.
Is it 2030? Quite far away. And then they'll be brought back, and then we'll analyze them there. So we won't find out for a few years yet. But really exciting, like the fact
that we can make
oxygen on another planet, like that's and from a substantial
carbon dioxide. Amount.
From carbon dioxide, yeah.
Would that be helpful for us in the future if we ever like run out of oxygen?
Probably not on our planet. There's not enough carbon dioxide to do that process. But we also, for us on our planet, we don't want too much oxygen. Because too much oxygen means bigger bugs. It also means
more fires.
Higher chance of fires. Yeah. Okay, I mean, very small problem, but yeah. We're quite comfortable. You might say we're even in
Why
the
Why would we get
Oxford.
Bigger bugs? Is it like steroids for bugs, oxygen?
Yes. Similar. So there was bigger bugs
at
one point.
Bigger bugs back in the day because there was more oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Same with plants and stuff until fungus came along and started to break everything down, there was lots of oxygen, or there was a higher concentration of oxygen in our atmosphere. So it was really bad. And then it all got picked up by the trees, or the trees kept making it, sorry. They decreased the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and then they kind of trapped carbon until fungus came along and broke everything down. Which is why, actually, really darkly, decay is really important. So mushrooms are really important. Without mushrooms, we wouldn't be here.
Oh, shout out to mushrooms.
Shout out to fungi.
I don't know, like that went deep in knowledge.
Deep in knowledge.
That was a good one, Andrew. I like that kind of segue.
That's quite all right.
What am I preferring? Biology or physics? Ooh. Probably biology, to be honest. I took biology, I didn't take physics, did
I?
Physics is a wee bit too mathsy, if I'm honest. I don't like things I've got to use a scientific calculator for.
Oh, you don't need that.
Don't
biology.
Know the tan, the sans, the con.
What?
Cause.
I don't know. What is
cause.
It? Cause. 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 Because I don't like it.
And on that note, I think it's time for Amy's science quiz.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yay!
Amy's science test.
Bring on the questions!
Question one. Why don't birds get electrocuted when they land on electrical wire?
Because their feet aren't touching the ground.
Ooh,
because electricity goes around the on the ground. Is that it?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that... Wow. That was straight in there.
I've asked the question before to Ross.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can
If you want to know about Faraday's cage as well, just let me know.
Whose cage?
Is it called not called Faraday? Vardy, what's his name?
Faraday.
Damn it, right.
Do you know about Vardy's cage?
Vardy.
The Leicester footballer.
Wait, do you guys not know about Vardy's cage? Have you not heard about Wagatha Christie? Wait, what's he called? Vardy?
Faraday.
Okay, cut that bit.
So it was Rebecca Vardy.
Actually, keep it in just for that pun. Keep it in, and I've always loved the fact that people in podcasts might be searching for
Rebecca
on
Vardy.
Rebecca Vardy. Rebecca Vardy. What's
it was Rebecca Vardy's cage.
Rebecca Vardy's cage. Oh, I'll actually just take that because I was really intelligent in the first bit. And then it's like, that's why
it.
She failed. Everyone's
absolutely
like, whoa, maybe she should have got an A. And it's like, oh no, that's why she failed science. Actually, no, that's more English. But anyway, if anyone wants to know about your man's cage, let me know. I actually don't know much about it. What she didn't realise is that she was on a Rebecca Vardy cage. Do you know what, though? I'm not being funny, but if you tell that to all kids about and make a joke about Rebecca Vardy, they will 100% remember. Oh, no, it's Faraday. What's actually what? Okay, Faraday. Rebecca
Faraday.
Faraday's cage.
Rebecca Faraday.
But I honestly think if I taught your lesson sometimes, they might take in a little bit more because I'm a bit more relatable than... Amoxicillin. No,
I mean,
what is it? Moxie.
I mean, like, I love your enthusiasm, but I had to explain what a floppy disk was the other day, so.
Oh, okay. Trigger. What?
That was triggering.
Did you go, and back when even I wasn't young, they
I
were
didn't,
actually
like,
floppy.
Well, so, I had to explain to somebody today, and they said, like, yeah, but, like, you must have known all this. Like, how did you use computers when you were at school? And I went, we didn't. I didn't have a computer at school.
We had one computer lab.
And I was like,
a man came round and sold your parents encyclopedias that mm-hmm. you never used. We have so many of them, and I remember doing projects, and mum's like, get an encyclopedia, and it's like 20 years old.
Do you remember Encarta 95?
Yes.
Yes,
Encyclopedia was on the a CD. And you
also
had to plug it in. The game.
What was our Google? Clippy, Microsoft Word.
Ask Jeeves. Oh, Clippy. Oh, God, I could be done
Jeeves.
With Clippy. That
ask
jive
Jeeves.
Talking Clippy. Thing. I hated Clippy. I turned it into the dog. I think I turned him into something else.
Oh, very you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was, you can just cut everything else I said and just have me saying the thing about the ground.
About Rebecca Vardy's cage.
But is that, Ross, do you want to add anything a little bit more sciencey? Yeah, I do.
So they touch both feet on the wire. So people think that then there's a path for current to go through. The current will go through that. However, there's a metal wire underneath it. So most of the current will go through the metal wire and the bird won't feel anything.
If okay, question. If you were standing underneath the bird, would you get electrocuted?
Are you touching the ground?
You're touching the ground, but you're not touching the wire that the bird's sitting on.
It could so it can jump. It can jump a couple of meters. So if you're less than a meter away, it would jump from the wire to you.
Right.
If you're touching the ground.
Oh.
If you're not touching the ground, if you just jump and grab onto it, it'll do nothing. As long as you're not touching the ground.
Will you not get electrocuted?
No.
Oh. Well, kids, don't do that.
Question two. Why does salt make everything taste better?
Oh, in fairness, it does.
That's similar to the questions of last week.
Oh, actually, I think I've got a sciencey answer to this. So I think salt makes you makes more saliva in your mouth. Salivate more. Rebecca, salivate.
That whole bit was cut, so that's going to make no sense.
That's what this episode's going to be called, isn't it?
Rebecca, salivate. No, I think it makes you salivate more, so makes you mouth appreciate flavours more, but more sciencey than that. Andrew, you're looking at me quite confused, and I think that's a really
good answer.
I
think that's a good answer for you, Amy. Well done.
Yeah. No, I...
Should we Google it? Because I actually think this is like my tragus from last week. I think I nailed it. Why does salt make everything taste better? Oh. Salt enhances sweetness and blocks bitterness. So not really right, but kind of.
So not right at all.
You did it.
Yay. So just cut everything out. And Andrew, actually, or Ross, who asked me the question? Ross.
Ross.
Ross, I think it's because it enhances sweetness, but it blocks out bitterness?
Wow.
I know. Is that maybe?
Yeah, you could read the next bit about the sodium ions as well.
Oh no, that's no one's going to buy that. Ross, you can read that. Ross, do you want to give us any more on that?
That's because sodium ions zero in on bitter flavor compounds and suppress them, making the sweet flavor seem stronger.
Mm. And that is from www.finecooking.com.
Do you know what my favorite flavor is? Umami.
Or was that miso and stuff?
Yeah,
ketchup.
That's very salty.
Umami.
Question three, why is tuna in a can brown, but real tuna is pink?
I'm assuming it's because it's been cooked.
That seems sensible.
That does seem sensible, yeah.
Andrew, the biologist?
Yeah. So tuna, when it's uncooked, is pink. And when it's cooked, it's brown.
Thanks for that, Andrew.
Yeah.
What would have done without your insight?
And then same with most meat?
Yeah, so when you it'll change colour, so the proteins will change colour when you... cook them.
Well, here comes the science bit.
Which has it has a fancy name, but I can't quite remember what it is. But it's caramelization.
It's a something process. Yeah. Give it a C.
Yep.
But it's not caramelization.
I can't remember what it's called.
It's a guy's name.
It's called cooking.
Cooking, well done,
guys, is what
Amy.
You're looking for. We need a home ecist.
Do you know home economist? A home economist. Oh. That's a hard word to say.
Is that what they're called?
A home economist, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I feel like the word economist shouldn't be with home.
Well, they're not. Well, I don't know.
What do you do? I'm an economist. Oh, tell me about the finances.
So I'm if a you home cook... economist.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. So if you cook and are on home economist, and if you... Okay, so wait, hold on. If you're a home economist and would like to jump in on this, please do contact us at iReaditOS@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iReaditOS. Please do tell others about our podcast and leave a review. This helps us massively in the charts and allows us to find our podcast and to find some new listeners. If you would like to buy us a coffee, buy some merch, or subscribe to our advert-free awesome team groupness, please find all of that information on our socials, and we will see you next week.
Oh wait, I've not googled.
Bye. Oh, he's googling bye in a different language.
Give me a language.
I'll quickly stop.
Yeah.
La Riviera.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.